Joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio in Tribune Tower is Aaron Lawler. Aaron is chairman of the Lake County Board. Aaron, thanks so much for getting up with me this morning. Always good to have you in studio.
Thanks for having me.
And never a shortage of things to talk about. But first, let's talk about some good news in Lake County, and that was the recent decision by Caterpillar to relocate its world headquarters from Peoria, Illinois, its longtime home, up to Deerfield. And actually, as I understand it, they will actually be taking over a place that was previously a corporate headquarters of some type.
Correct. We're very excited to have Caterpillar here. They will make our 12th Fortune 500 headquarters in Lake County, and so we're very proud of that. It's all about our workforce and our talent, and I think that's really what made the difference here.
Well, you know, when we think about, and of course there was a great deal of speculation as well, that when Cat said they were going to move the headquarters, that it was going to come downtown Chicago, and Chicago had very good success in bringing headquarters here into the city. But it also shows, and I think we even have a business columnist wrote about that, kind of the continued viability of the suburb region.
I think that's really important. The suburban economy is alive and well, and a lot of that has to do with our talent. Lake County has a workforce with 42% of our people that have a bachelor's degree or higher, so an advanced degree. We have access to transit. We actually have more reverse commuters, people that live in the city and work in the suburbs in Lake County, than any other county in the Collier County region. So a lot of great assets, and I think it's exciting for us to be able to celebrate this win because, as you mentioned, the city has kind of built a narrative that they are going to bring kind of everything down, and we're very excited that this worked out.
Now, if you could only get some more Metro lines or Metro trains running up there, because and I was using Metro up there recently too, but it would seem, given that reverse commute, that would also seem to be some kind of a priority, given, of course, what you have to deal with the freight lines that control the system.
It's the freight lines. We actually have three Metro lines in Lake County, but the one thing that we have that we have never had before is, for the first time ever, we have a Lake County resident who is the chairman of the Metro Board, and he's working collaboratively to figure out how we can adjust some of these schedules. We're not going to be able to add a lot of service with $30 billion in backlog just to achieve a state of good repair for our public transit system. Anytime you look at that and then try to add service, it's just very difficult.
Well, and you know, I had Rich Minacchio on prior to you from the Housing Authority of Cook County. We're kind of talking about maintenance and deferred maintenance, and that, you know, they're, especially, I guess, given the state of Illinois and the morass we find ourselves in. But this whole issue of deferred maintenance and infrastructure repairs and those kinds of things, that it doesn't seem like, well, one, you never catch up. We know that. But it just seems like things get further behind.
You're exactly right. And when we look at our pavement management for our Department of Transportation, we maintain a little over 900 lane miles of roads. And we try to make sure that we're testing that pavement to make sure that we can keep it in a state of good repair, not let it kind of fall off the cliff and then have to rebuild the whole road at a much greater cost. Unfortunately, the budget impasse in Springfield and the uncertainty in Washington are kind of putting the screws to us on that front.
So what do you do?
Well, we continue to dedicate 100% of our 0.25% sales tax to transportation. We've got a $500 million road program, but we also have to look at where we can cut back, where we can partner with other units of government. We're working very aggressively to utilize shared service contracts and other things. But at the end of the day, we simply cannot take on everything that the state is falling short on. So we have to make those decisions. There are some things we won't be able to do moving forward.
Well, and then you look at the federal end of things, and you know, as we know, it's a proposed federal budget, and budgets are proposals, but they do explain priorities. And when you look at that federal budget, it's a shifting onto the states. This is not a good time to be shifting things onto the back of Illinois. And when you look at what Illinois is struggling with and things like, you know, talk about reducing local government share of the state income tax, ways to make off that, a property tax freeze. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you manage knowing that those kinds of issues are out there on the table?
It's difficult, and it's particularly difficult because we are not seeing a budget. We're not seeing everything being presented at one time. What we're seeing is kind of a little by little.
Bits and pieces and drips and drabs.
Exactly. But the fact of the matter is $135 million out of $420 million that we spend annually in Lake County comes from or through the state of Illinois. So over a quarter of our revenues comes from the state. So this type of uncertainty impedes our ability to plan, to invest in people, to invest in communities. You mentioned the federal budget. Lake County receives $3 million in community development block grant money. We receive $1 million in home money, which is for affordable housing, like your last guest was talking about. These are important programs. It's critical. And I'll take it right back to Caterpillar. The reason we got Caterpillar was because we have an exceptional workforce and we have great communities to live in. And these types of programs are what allow us, in part, to make sure that we're delivering on having those types of communities in Lake County.
We're going to take a quick break. We're speaking with Aaron Lawler. He is the chairman of the Lake County Board. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue, joined by Aaron Lawler. He's the chairman of the Lake County Board. You touched on this right before the break about community development block grants. And, of course, we talked to Rich Minocchio about that with the as far as housing. But CDBG, and that's a trouble all of us that have dealt with government for so long, everything is an acronym or whatever. But community development block grants are, to me, they've like are kind of foundational for municipalities, for economic development, for, I mean, they're a form of infrastructure.
There are, and actually we have a portion of those dollars that go to public infrastructure projects in low-income areas. And then a lot of the money goes towards general assistance. Whatever the priorities that the county sets, each county has the ability to set those priorities. But at the end of the day, it's about investing in people and investing in our communities, and we rely on these dollars to do that.
And, of course, there would be zeroed out under this proposed federal budget.
My guess and my hope is that there will be some sort of compromise or reality check in the Senate where things will calm down, the money will get put back in, and we will recognize that this is not a just a handout. This is something that county governments rely on in order to really invest in our communities and economic development as well.
Let's go back to the state impasse and its effect on the county and county Lake County municipalities' ability to, you know, put together their budgets. And I hate to sound like a broken record, but unfortunately, because this budget impasse has gone on 22 months, it is Groundhog Day every day. But the fact is, governments are like businesses in that they need a certainty in order to know how to plan and how to move forward. And there is no certainty.
There is no certainty. In Lake County, we've had a long-standing mantra that if the grant goes away, so goes the position or the program in county government. This is really testing that mantra. But we have got to see something out of Springfield that gives us some predictability. Lake County is fortunate in that we have a AAA bond rating. We're one of only a couple counties in the state that have a AAA rating from both Standard and Poor's and Moody's. But we have got to have some sort of ability to see the end of this tunnel, because There's just too much at stake. When you look at our budget, it's about 28% law and justice, about 28% health, and the rest goes to a myriad of other services, including transportation.
When you look at the prospect of one of the governor's conditions being a property tax freeze, where do you fall on that? I mean, because there's a desire always to, well, let the locals decide. And in fact, the governor says that's what his plan does, because it would allow voters would have to vote by referendum on any proposed property tax increase. But at the same time, you're elected officials, you're elected locally, and that's part of the decision-making process.
Well, I would support the original plan, which was a 2-year temporary freeze. At the same time, I would call for Springfield to appoint some sort of task force around property tax sustainability. You are simply not going to solve this problem without school funding reform, without looking at the assessment process in the Illinois property tax code. So we're just fooling ourselves if we're going to say that we're going to have a permanent property tax freeze absent a referendum or an affirmative vote, because that is a race to streets that are less safe, that we have less police on, schools that are less successful. We've got to get real about this and really focus on what drives property taxes and property tax escalation. They're unsustainable. Another thing that we need is real consolidation opportunities. I'm very honored that we were added to the DuPage bill, allowing us to consolidate units of government that are appointed by the county board. But we need to follow the money, and the money is not in the CV drainage district. It's in these other larger districts, libraries, townships, park districts. I'm not saying we get rid of them, but why not look at outsourcing the back office? Why do each of these districts need an IT department, finance, procurement, administration, HR, so on and so forth? I think there's economies of scale there that we haven't looked into yet.
But you know why each one needs one, because it's all about a turf war. It's all controlling, everybody controlling their own turf.
Exactly, but this would get us around that type of discussion as quickly as possible. When you look at consolidation arguments, they quickly descend into who has what tax rate and who has what debt, so on and so forth. I think that there's a better way to do it through a shared service environment.
What do you see eventually coming out of Springfield? Do you think there will be a budget?
I have no confidence that we're going to see a budget anytime soon.
And so, can the state use Lake County's AAA rating then, and borrow off your backs to bail everything out? Because if we do not get a budget by through the election, which is what everybody speculates, you know, we're looking at just a $24 billion backlog of bills in the state.
It's unconscionable. It's a dereliction of duty on behalf of all of our leaders. And, you know, in Lake County, we pay our bills. We have a balanced budget. We make our pension obligation like thousands of municipalities around the state. We all at the municipal level make that required contribution to IMRF. I don't understand why the state is so different.
If it was all, yes. There is no answer.
No.
I mean, literally, there is no answer of why the state is no different, except for the games that get played.
I think that's exactly right. And when I'm down in Springfield, it's a stark contrast to Lake County. We have Democrat committee chairs in Lake County. We have a bipartisan culture. We've got a very productive kind of work environment, and that really has allowed us to move things forward. And you just don't see that downstate, especially not now.
Maybe that's where the old Springfield has now moved, and they've relocated to Lake County, because that's the way it used to be in Springfield.
Exactly.
When it functioned.
Yep.
Aaron Lawler, Lake County Board Chairman, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Sunday Spin.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more right after this.